This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing
for the sun. You wake up. You wake up. And you see the victims of modern mind control. You want to get them out of the mind control, but by then they're so turned over to it, you can't get back to their humanity. You realize you got to triage things. And you just thank God they haven't taken over your consciousness. Because it's crazy to watch it. I mean, imagine being the average leftist as you see the borders getting secured, the stock market coming back, local jobs coming back, your 401k, on average, up 30%, and optimism up, and just sovereignty being reestablished, and the old corrupt Democratic and Republican Party establishment all in tatters. I mean, they're the establishment. And then you look at Trump and you just say, he's a horrible person, or Alex Jones or anybody. We're horrible, and F you, Russian spy. I remember I was out at a restaurant probably 6 months ago, another business meeting. Told a story earlier. I was out last night with Eddie Bravo and some UFC fighters, and had these liberal Democrat lobbyists, literally learned who they were, coming over and saying F you and F all of you to the table. We just stared at them. They were crazy. But I remember, kind of like a live feed you saw from Seattle, a couple middle-aged executive gay guys came over. They were like, Alex, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. They actually talked, at least, didn't just cuss at me. You know, you're supporting this fascist Trump, and it's terrible, and we're counting on you, Alex, to stop being so evil and to turn around and turn against Trump. And I went, okay, what has Trump done? Oh, he's racist, or this, and I went, come on. I said, how's your 401k? Well, I look at that, and it's doing like 30% up. I love it. And I went, and so more gay guys come over. I have like a 15-minute conversation with them. They're all executives. They're all making $200,000, $400,000 a year. They're all making more money than ever made. Trump's done nothing. And they go, well, we can't get married in Texas. And I said, oh, so the lawyers can get all your money? Like in all these states that have passed it, I said, you can get married, you can move in together, you can have civil unions. I said, what does Trump have to do with that? And I went, quite frankly, a lot of Christian conservatives got mad at Trump waving the rainbow flag at the RNC and Peter Thiel speaking. And they went, well, we didn't see that. And I was like, okay, okay. But at least they weren't trying to punch me or screaming or dumping coffee on my head. I mean, they talked to me, so I talked to them. And then waitresses came over and said, what's going on? We're all standing around in the old restaurant. I said, yeah, give me a martini. But it was refreshing. They at least talked to me and were not attacking me physically or screaming at me. But, I mean, it's just not real is what I'm saying. It's crazy. How dare you? 24,000 stock market. How dare you, 1.6 million new jobs. How dare you, best consumer confidence. How dare you, best new business startup. How dare you? How dare you? Every day, I'm not bashing the poor folks from Latin America. Most of them aren't criminals, but certain criminals come up because they know they get away with committing crimes. Serial killers, you name it. Mexican man convicted of kidnapping and sexually abusing two Oregon women grins in court and tells their families he'll see you in hell. As it emerges, he's already been deported 20 times before. And just like I reported this a year ago, and I'm going to be honest, I knew they advised us, but I didn't know. When I learned this about a year ago or a year and a half ago, I didn't believe it. But I've been telling you about this. Under the Migration Compact, that's a treaty with the UN, the UN sets how many migrants come in, illegals, and vets them. So you wonder why it's all military-age men or 80% and why it's all secretive, because the UN runs it. Trump to pull U.S. from UN Migrant Compact, where the UN, this is a Breitbart article, runs what we do, and the State Department agrees for the UN to be in charge and the State Department can't even veto it. That's world government. The UN and Peter Sutherland says who comes in unvetted? I mean, hey, look at this guy, beat up by Antifa. We're going to him in a minute. Stay with
him. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is a parent. Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Well, your reputation is amazing. You wouldn't let us down, so thank you. We're in this together. Matthias Thorpe is a member of Resist Marxism organization devoted to defending freedom of speech from local government suppression and violent mobs, organized the third free speech rally in Boston with Kyle Chapman, Patriot Prayer, as headline speakers. Now, we saw this a few months ago that turned the tide against Antifa in San Francisco at Berkeley. It was like libertarian transsexual speaker and black speakers and Christian speakers at a prayer rally. Antifa showed up, about 1,000 of them, beat up cops, beat up liberals that were there, attacked their own people like mad dogs, and went crazy. So then Nancy Pelosi had to finally say, okay, they're bad, they're terrorists. Well, he was brutally attacked, Matthias Thorpe, by a mob of Antifa on Friday evening, resulting in multiple fractures in his face. I mean, he looks like he was in Rocky V. He hopes that people sharing his story will help out and bring pressure on law enforcement to be more heavily investigate Antifa. And again, I've been punched in the back by him and spit on and coffee thrown on. I think about Owen, we're going to hear some excerpts of that in about 30 minutes, who went down to Texas University where they printed front page. Whites are evil. Their genetics are evil. Whites are an abomination. They need to be inherently killed. And the university will not apologize for it. I mean, it actually says on the cover of the paper, whites are an abomination, a genetic mutation. That's like the Nazis saying everybody else said white's bad. I mean, it's just crazy. So Matthias Thorpe joins us on Skype. You can see he's been beat up pretty bad. And I've got some footage and some news articles here about it as well, breaking Trump supporter hospitalized after being viciously attacked by left-wing Antifa terrorists in Boston. That's thegatewaypundit.com. So, Matthias, tell us what happened to you, my friend. I mean, these folks are something else, man.
Yeah, so we went to go out to the Mark Bray lecture at the Harvard Coop, right inside Harvard Square. It's right outside Harvard University. And I've gone to a lot of these different types of events because I want to inform people of the knowledge that I have. And I find that by asking difficult questions and at least, trying to contradict some of the lies that they've been spouting about, free speech and a lot of different things.
Because Antifa is trying to get rid of free speech in America. I mean, they say, and CNN agrees, conservatives, libertarians, Christians have no right to speech.
Well, that's what that's why I joined in on this. I actually would say I was probably more liberal at one point. And I started actually watching a lot of, the videos that Owen Schroyer and Millie and a lot of the other reporters that you have going out and talking to some of these anti-Trump people and then talking to Trump supporters, and it's like, well, the Trump supporters can at least talk, but the other people, all they can do is just, you know, make noise and everything. But, we met with a lot of hostility when we were inside the lecture for Mark Bray, and I asked my question. Of course, he didn't want to answer it because he knew that it, you know, had some truth to it. But, so we were inside, and after the lecture, you know, we had a guy come up to us, start intimidating us, and we had left for a little bit, and we got kicked out of the store because these guys were intimidating us. But of course, you know,
this is a co-op bookstore at Harvard.
Yeah, it's actually owned by Barnes and Noble as well. And you know, on their
so you go to a public meeting at a Barnes and Noble, and then this is what happens.
And this is the type of people that come to listen to this guy talk. People who want to commit violence.
Hey, believe me, I had probably 6-7 people yesterday at the grocery store and a restaurant come up and say "F you" and you know stuff like that. I mean, these people are nuts.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, these people, we had a rally back in November and these people didn't have anything intelligent to say. And so we kept saying, use your words, because all they could do is flip us off and say F you and that was it. So, you know, it's like we want to have the dialogue. We want to talk with these people because I'm sure there's probably some common ground that we can have on some level.
Subscribe for listeners. We'll get more into it in the next segment. Because they beat you up pretty bad, man. You got out of the hospital. Describe what happened next.
Yeah, so I was outside. I was with a female friend who was with me, and I was having a good conversation with somebody outside about Antifa, about who they were, and we were both challenging each other on a lot of different ideas. And it was about a minute before I was about to leave and go meet up with some of the other people. The group of people came out of the store, said "He's a Nazi," and then started throwing fists. And
notice there's that dehumanization. It's a pack of people like brown shirts, like Nazis. They dehumanize you like he's a Jew or he's a Nazi. They dehumanize you, and then they attack you.
It was really dirty because they sent what seemed like mostly female group in front of me to try to attack me from the front. And then I had some stronger people behind me who grabbed me and started punching me in the face. And those were the people who were really hitting hard were the people behind me.
So, that's what I've seen. At the Trump inauguration, it took me 3 hours plus to get in. They'd have lines of women up front. They would envelop you, and then they'd punch you from behind. Luckily, I had security. But they've got this down.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I had my guard down because I thought it's a public place. There's cameras everywhere. They didn't have a mask on. I didn't think for the life of me that they would be brave enough to attack me right in front of the store, right in a public space. It's the heaviest location in Harvard Square. It gets the heaviest traffic. So it was very...
So how long did this go on? They beat you up pretty bad.
Yeah, so, you know, we had, you know, the first attack, and they started punching me and grabbing me, and I'm trying to fight my way out of it. And I ended up in a situation where there was a group of them sort of, you know, surrounding me to the right, surrounding me to the left, and I heard them say, "Run, Nazi, run." And I had no idea where to go. You know, if I went into the street, I could get run over. There wasn't anything else to do but just continue fighting and hope to fight my way out of it. So I kept fighting. They grabbed me again. They beat me in the face again. One guy was hitting me really hard. And that's actually, you know, I got a fractured bone that's fractured in 3 places here on this side of the face. I have to go see a plastic surgeon.
We're not looking for trouble, but I mean, I know me personally, I'd go find that guy later by himself. You know, he thinks he's a real tough guy. I mean, I imagine what's this like. How many of these scumbags, according to press reports, the end of the videos coming out from the surveillance footage, there's already some out. But reportedly, you had as many as 20 people attack you. I mean, these are really cowardly scum.
Yeah, so there was probably about 7 to 10 people who attacked me out there, and it's like
so 7 to 10, but even more around that. Cause I heard the crowds were up to 20 people. So you're saying 7 to 10 people?
Yeah, so I was by myself. There was about 7 to 10 people. It seemed like about 4 in front of me and maybe 3 to 4 behind me. So
these are real tough guys.
Well, so most of them weren't really that tough, to be honest. It was just one
person. I understand, yeah.
Oh yeah, sorry.
you know what's going to happen when they attack somebody with a concealed carry?
They're going to get really messed up. I mean, I'm surprised that they didn't actually have any weapons because, you know, I'm most surprised that they didn't attack me and then run away. Like, they stood around as if they knew that they weren't going to get into any type of trouble.
Well, that's my next point. So far, the police have done nothing in Harvard. You're calling for attention to this. I mean, this is dangerous.
Yeah, so, you know...
Let me put a bounty right now on the identity. $10,000 on the identity of anybody that attacked you. And I do pay these bounties. Nothing violent. Just give me the bounty. Give me the identity. Give me the video and where they're at. $10,000 bounty on all these people, folks. I'll pay it all out. InfoWars, $10,000 bounty. You got to get to me first. It leads to their arrest. Just their arrest, not conviction. $10,000 bounty on each of their heads.
Yeah, because we're working with the police department to try to get video. They said they were going to try to have a detective call me today. They still haven't called me. I'm just going to keep calling them every single day until they give me new information, because if we wait too long on this, these people are going to escape. These people are going to get away with it. And, you know, I got a good team of people who are working to identify them. We're trying to work with the Harvard coup, but they've actually, you know, not been very helpful. They've been ignoring us a lot.
Oh, yeah, it's the same everywhere. They stand. They're a bunch of leftist scum, these universities. That's why they want to control the police. It'll be like this everywhere. And the cops will stand down when they shoot us and kill us and attack us. Big packs of cowards will beat us up in the grocery stores in front of our...
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Matthias Thorpe is our guest. Live Sunday night.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Matthias Thorpe is our guest. And it's in the press reports. There's video. He went to a public event at Barnes & Noble's at Harvard. Got viciously attacked by Antifa. CNN says it's a virtue to just call somebody a Nazi, stab them, shoot them, beat them. And they're just such horrible globalist scum, such Soros trash. I wonder how they'd feel. God forbid somebody just walked up and took an ice pick and shoved it right in their throat and said, violence is good. I mean, the thing is, we're not advocating that. But this is the last resort of cowards and scum. And I've had nothing compared to what this poor man went through with fractured bones. But to have him dump coffee on me, bump into me, punch, knock my... One thing they do is they'll walk over when you're eating at a restaurant and knock your food over and go, boo, boo, fascist, fascist, Nazi. And it's like, it's their own delusion, their own fruitcake world. It's just, they want to be abusive, bad, antisocial people. They want to be a gang. It's like weird betas that have never done it. So they get together and they go out and they go, look, here's a long-haired intellectual guy that's been a liberal and is pro-free speech trying to talk about why you're trying to buy free speech. They're like, we're going to call you a Nazi and we're going to beat your face in now. Okay. By the way, we knew this back at the time, but it's turned out Charlottesville, the mayor and the police chief did order a stand down. That's confirmed today. So they could beat up some of the ne'er-do-well alt-right people that were there. I don't agree with some of their politics. They're just like the leftists, a bunch of crazed cult members. So Matthias Thorpe, you know, just in closing, I want to get you back on later this week as this unfolds. I'm not just saying that. When I say a bounty, I want the identity. I want them arrested. And for the first couple guys that happens, I'll pay a $10,000 bounty, on who these guys are. Because I understand what it's like to be under attack. And, you know, the police think it's funny. They're all leftists. They think it's cute. Berkeley everywhere. But America and the world's waking up to this, and most police aren't bad on average, but leftist universities really hire a nasty group of folks. Like you said, there's all the surveillance footage right there in Harvard Square. They know who everybody is. They know where they came from, what cars they got out. They've got it all, but they don't want to do it. They want to beat you half to death and let them get away with it to teach you, Matthias Thorpe, to shut your fat American mouth and let them intimidate you. You got that? You going to shut up now? You going to shut up?
I mean, I knew going into this that there was a possibility of violence. This is honestly the worst that I've seen. But, from at least the East Coast side, because most of the Antifa groups here that we've seen so far that come to some of our free speech rallies, they've started some trouble. And, you know, we had the 45,000 people.
Well, they're pissed because the economy's coming back. Their little dream of bankrupting us isn't going too well.
Well, they're falling apart. I mean, we see the left falling apart. And so this is the only response that they can do. They don't have an argument. They don't have anything intellectual to say. So all they can do is try to beat people up and start name calling. And they're like, oh, well, this guy's the co-organizer of a free speech rally. He must be a Nazi. And then they look at you and say, oh, Nazi. And then they just bash your face in. So this is the only thing that they have. This is the only tactic they have. And,
I'm going to say this right now. Any of these seven guys did this after they're arrested, I will challenge the guy that thinks of the toughest for charity. I want to get in a ring with them, bare knuckles. I'll do it. I'll do it. I do everything I say. I want to get in a ring I bet you do it for charity, too. How about you and I have a whole thing in Boston? We show up, we do it, we raise money for, you know, firefighters or burn children or something, or cancer kids. And then you and I both on a double ticket, whoever wants us of that group that attacked you, in 6 months, we get in the ring with them. I bet they won't do it because they're cowards. I will get in the ring with them bare knuckles, and I will bust them up. They deserve it. They're cowards, though. They won't do it. They want you 10-1 from behind because they're filth.
Exactly, and they celebrate this. They're saying, oh, the right can't fight. And it's like, well, of course you can't fight anybody when you bum rush them from behind. You bring your strongest people from behind and hit them. You know, how is one person supposed to fight off 10 people? I mean, even somebody like Kyle Chapman has fought off a lot of these guys, and he's gotten injured too. So it's like, these people are cowards. These people try to act tough. They try to talk tough. But anytime you talk tough or anytime you try to, you know, say something against them, they take that as like, oh, that's my right to hit you now. It's ridiculous.
Well, let me say this. I was arrested by George Bush twice, hated his wars, didn't like what he did. I wasn't a liberal or conservative, but it's under leftism, it's rotted so horrible. You said you were kind of like a liberal before. Thomas Jefferson was a great guy. He was a liberal. What was your transformation? Because I don't think you're even saying you're conservative. You're just pro-free speech, and you recognize it's just out-of-control group of... Talk about Nazis. They act just like brown shirts under Ernst Röhm.
Well, I knew during the election that Trump was the better selection between, you know, the two candidates. I was actually leaning more towards Bernie at one point, but then as I started listening to him talk and as I started listening to other people criticizing him, I realized that he wasn't as good of a person as I thought he was. And I saw what happened in August here in Boston, and that's when I woke up, was 45,000 people came out to protest this free speech rally. And I knew nothing about any of these events. I didn't know anything about free speech. And so when I heard the story and I saw the video feed of who was talking there, you know, people that were saying Black Lives Do Matter, Joe Biggs, who was just talking about freedom, guy that was more of a socialist who was talking about free speech. And I said, this is just normal people getting together who want to talk about, you know, a real serious issue. And I started listening to Ben Shapiro. I started listening to a bunch of different more.
So you recognized the bullying in general as a classical liberal and saw it as a threat.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's me, too.
I saw that free speech was under attack, and I knew that if people weren't going to stand up for this, you know, I'm not a fighting person. This is actually the first fight, like, real fight I've been in my life. But I knew that if people don't stand up for this, and like Kyle said, he's like, you've got to bleed for this. And he was right, you know. You've got to stand up to these people. You've got to keep going for it.
Well, Matthias Thorpe, I want to invite you back on tomorrow, if you can do it, or Tuesday. I'm very impressed with what you've done. And your journey from being a patriot and just being a true liberal to maintaining that when this cult tried to make you join them, I think is really the answer to everything. Because the Republicans have their own bad people as well. This is a really beautiful story, and I'm sad this happened to you, but I'm serious. I'm putting bounties out. I'll pay out when these guys give us the intel, they get arrested. $10,000 for the first three people that get arrested. And believe me, we'll get those bounties now. Show tips at Infowars.com, folks, or get in touch with Matthias. How do people get in touch with you? Where's the best place for them to contact you?
I would say Twitter. I don't really have, like, a huge social media presence.
Sure, and I understand you're the regular guy that went out for free speech and got attacked by a bunch of brown shirts. So what's your Twitter?
It's Matthias_Thorpe. So, MATTHIAS_THORPE.
All right.
So, yeah.
Well, you're part of the second American Revolution, and we're going to get these people. God bless you. All right, we're going to have them back on soon. Ladies and gentlemen, I need funding, as you know. And I don't just say, oh, the sale's extended to some sale extension. I haven't come up with new sales. I don't know what the new sale is tomorrow. I told Tim Frugier that handles it all. No specials tomorrow because I have to end the free shipping because most of this stuff's already sold out. The Real Red Pill, Rainforest, Colloidal Silver, Super Male Vitality, it's all very close to selling out. Me not creating new specials, I've basically sold out of my best-selling stuff. But the sales are all about to end. That's how you fund our operation. Plus, they're great products. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
To do an interview at the local newspaper that published front page that white people are inherently evil genetically, and that once we've all been removed from the face of the earth, we're going to have a better planet. Now, that is 100% Nazi ideology, but projected against white people. And it shows where the Democratic Party and the globalists are going in this society and in this civilization, where they took the Christian compact of trying to end racism and end slavery that the West actually helped end worldwide, everywhere but in Africa and the Middle East, where Muslims still carry it out. And then somehow they project that onto us, white people, as if we are inherently evil because of the color of our skin, the very opposite of what Martin Luther King talked about. So the globalists are just doubling back, knowing that racism works inside dumbed-down populations, and they know that 90%+ of the world's not white, and so they've decided to push this as their master narrative. So we're going to air about 7.5 minutes of this and then come back in the next segment and conclude it, but the white folks and the black folks that thought InfoWars was bad would get in Owen's face, would not let him talk, and would basically tell him that he was a racist for denying the evils of white privilege. And, of course, then they extrapolate that imaginary thing out to inherently that white people are genetically an abomination on the front page of the paper. Imagine if somebody said black people were an abomination or Hispanics were an abomination. You'd say, my gosh, that's just totally corrupt and out of control. You judge folks by who they are or what they stand for, not off what color their skin is. But now in this new crazy world on the universities, that's what's going on. So here is part of Owen's live report. He was very brave with the cussing bleeped out.
And just because I do identify with the Democratic Party, I do not...
Who started the KKK?
Just because I agree, just because I identify with the Democratic Party does not mean,
This is not a free speech zone.
You cannot have amplified sound in this area. If you continue to do that, we'll call campus police.
Okay, call campus police.
Owen Schroyer here for InfoWars.com, and we are live from Texas State University here in San Marcos, Texas, and I have in my hand the University Star, and this is the student newspaper here at Texas State University, and they published this story, Your DNA is an Abomination, and the whole story is basically about hating white people and how white people are bad. So what did you think about this when you saw it printed?
Apparently I'm racist, and
I do have to say, I noticed you're white.
Yes, I am. So are you.
So we're an abomination here, huh?
Me and my buddies are actually probably going to go hang ourselves now, because apparently that would help.
I agree, and there's a lot of bigotry there, no doubt. I've watched your aimlessly, and I love it, so I'm obviously supporting you all the way right here, right now.
That is blatant racism, by fact, definition. It's kind of absurd that anybody at our school is going to allow anything to pass, dude. I know it seems interesting because I'm white myself and so are you, but dude, if that was written by any other color, any other race or anything, dude, I'd still be out here and be like, that's bull.
Yeah.
You can't say that kind of shit for anything, man. These guys, man, lit something that is made to divide this campus and made to divide our country. The same people that say they don't want to do that, the same people that are against, oh, dude, we got to bring this country together, are the same people that are putting shit like that.
Okay. Well, I mean, all opinion articles, you know, share some clout. I mean, y'all are of opinion that I differ with. He's of opinion I think I differ with as well. But I think in America, where we have free speech, we should allow this to happen.
Do you think if you wrote an opinion column on black people being an abomination that would get printed?
Good question. I don't know.
But you don't even care about the story. You don't care at all.
No, I think that to try to prompt people with a question like, what if a white person wrote this about a minority? You're just trying to piss people off.
How is that piss people off?
You're trying to find
because
the right...
Because the answer is kind of revealing?
No, it's not revealing.
What's the answer then?
The answer is ignore all kinds of hate.
And everybody needs to calm their because...
But wouldn't you assume if you're talking about whiteness, you're talking about white people? Isn't that fair to assume?
No. Okay. So, whiteness... Okay. Anyways, whiteness is obviously associated with power.
Not to me.
Why? How so? How sway?
How is it? Well, my last president was black, wasn't he?
He was, but I'm
saying... Isn't that the most powerful man in the world?
Not at all.
Okay, who's the most powerful man in the world?
Oh.
Jinping? Is he white? I'm trying to have a real conversation here.
Oh, my God, I can't.
All right. I'm going to see if these guys can answer. If a white person...
Over there.
You don't want to comment?
No, over there.
What about you, ma'am?
Over there.
I feel like the article... I feel like the title was very radical. I do agree. But... I mean, it's a fact. White people do have white privilege.
So we've got a couple thousand people here tuned in live, And the Texas State University University Star student paper here is ignoring us, and they're ignoring you. It's not that big of a deal. Honestly, I'm not even angry. I'm okay. You printed a story that my entire race is an abomination and I shouldn't exist, but I'm not even mad. I'm really not. I just wanted to ask some questions. I mean, can you believe this? The white man is out here being ignored. I read a story in the University Star, the Texas State University student newspaper, that the white man is basically running the entire show. You know, I can basically do anything I want, but somehow I can't get inside the office. I've been locked out. I'm being ignored right now. I mean, can you believe that? For someone that operates the authority apparatus and the power apparatus in the United States of America, it's awfully tough for me to get a word in edgewise with these guys. I'm getting completely blackballed here. Or should I say whiteballed? I thought they would answer the door. I thought they were going to answer the door. I thought we would be able to have a cordial discussion. I thought they would do the smart thing, the obvious thing, which is, yeah, address the media and say, hey, look, we're sorry about the article. We made a mistake. We messed up. We're sorry. We don't feel this way. This is not how people feel. We just wanted to give a student his right to free speech. I'm all for that. In fact, look at the shirt I'm wearing. Look at the shirt I got on today. I wore this for a reason. My free speech does not end because you're offended. Okay? I wore this because in some way, shape, and form, I am actually okay with them publishing the story. I honestly am. I'm not offended. What I'm saying is you have to look at the double standards. But if you don't come out here and answer a question, I am going to come back with a bullhorn. And I think I'm going to take Harrison's idea. And I'm just going to read the article in the middle of the quad. And I'm going to say, this is what the University Star has published on your campus. And we're going to make a big fuss about it. And you're going to become an even bigger national story. I wasn't angry. Now I'm actually getting a little angry. First, the University Star publishes a story telling me that I'm an abomination to humanity. Now they're leaving me out here to swelter and sweat in the heat like a greased pig because that's how little they think of white people. So that's the story you're choosing. You're choosing to go with the story that you're racist against white people. Congratulations to the University Star here at Texas State University. Happy to be called racist against white people. That's it. Your time is up. Well, we gave them a chance, people. I think we waited for more than 20 minutes, patiently. So now, their anti-white bigotry is going to be read aloud for the entire student body to hear.
This is not a free speech zone.
You cannot have amplified sound in this area. If you continue to do that, we'll call campus police.
Okay, call campus police. This is a story by Rudy Martinez, published by the University Star, the student newspaper. Your DNA is an abomination. Now I become white, the destroyer of worlds.
Again, you are listening to, or watching, if you're watching at Infowars.com, video and audio of our reporter at Texas State University, just south of Austin, a major state school, with total brainwashing, with large portions of the students and faculty brainwashed, frothing, bug-eyed, insane racist, believing they're not racist, and just absolutely hating white people, including self-loathing white people as well. We'll come back with a conclusion on the other side. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. If you're watching this transmission or listening, you are the resistance. Please spread.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Mm-hmm. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm going to conclude with the conclusion of Owen Schroyer in Central Texas just a few days ago confronting some of the students and faculty about the South Texas University cover news story saying white people are inherently evil. Here it is.
When I think of all the white people I have ever encountered, whether they've been professors, peers, lovers, friends, police officers, etc., there is perhaps only a dozen I would consider decent. My colleague Tafari Robertson, in his brilliant column, Debunking the Myth of White Majority, already exposed whiteness in the United States as a construct used to perpetuate a system of racist power. This column functions, however, within a different definition of whiteness. To be white in the United States is to be a descendant of those Europeans who chose to abandon their identity in search of something new. Stolen land. Racial categories, white, black, brown, red, etc., are used to subjugate non-white people. This bending of semantics upholds a white supremacist society. As someone white, whether you know it or not, regardless of your socioeconomic standing, you benefit from privilege.
privilege. In Texas, a bizarre state I have now inhabited for 4 years, I continuously meet individuals that either deny the existence of white privilege or fail to do something productive with it. A lot of you tell me, upon my insistence that whites should have an active role within activist circles, that you didn't choose to be white. You were not born white. You became white. You actively remain white. You are estranged from yourself, and in that absence, you have been instilled within allegiance to a country that was never great. One that has continuously attempted to push non-whites into non-existence through crusades that have been defended by law. In your whiteness, you are granted the luxury of not having to think about race daily. Your heartbeat does not speed up when you get pulled over and find yourself staring at the red and blue lights of the fascist foot soldiers we call the police. You don't leave your home wondering if you will ever come back. You don't give a damn. The oppressive world you have built, the exploitation of millions, and the waging of barbaric wars against one another is coming apart at the seams. Through the current political climate in which a white supremacist inhabits the White House and those of his ilk would try to prove otherwise, I see white people as an aberration. Through a constant ideological struggle in which we aim to deconstruct whiteness and everything attached to it, we will win. Whiteness will be over because we want it to be. And when it dies, there will be millions of cultural zombies aimlessly wandering across a vastly changed landscape. Ontologically speaking, white death will mean liberation for all. To you good-hearted liberals, apathetic nihilists, and right-wing extremists, accept this death as step towards death, defining yourself as something other than the oppressor. Until then, remember this. I hate you because you shouldn't exist. You are both the dominant apparatus on the planet and the void in which all other cultures, upon meeting you, die. That is the anti-white bigotry published by your student newspaper, the University Star, written by Rudy Martinez. This had to go up a chain of command of at least three editors before it made print. But the fact that they would not address this, they would not answer whether Rudy is still going to be writing for the paper, they would not answer whether the editors that printed this are still employed, and that it made it to print to begin with, is the real abomination. Imagine if one of you in the crowd today, whether you be black, white, Hispanic, had written this story about another race. Imagine if a white individual wrote this about a black individual. That is abhorrent. That is disgusting. And that should not and would never make print. So why did it make print about a white person? So just know that your student newspaper publishes anti-white bigotry and will not disavow it to the media. So congratulations. I hope that you all know that. And I would encourage you, all of you that are against racism, no matter what color your skin is, that you address this to your university and to the University Star. You should not stand for this. No matter what color your skin is, no matter what political affiliation you have, this is bigotry. You want to complain about bigotry in the White House? You better complain about it in your own student paper.
What's your name, sir?
Connor Clegg.
Connor, it's nice to meet you. Connor, what did you think about the story published by the University Star, the white DNA is an abomination?
Thank you. I thought that the article was terribly racist. I thought it was just as racist as those banners and the flyers that got put up on campus. The difference here is the fact that we have a person who we know published it. We know who wrote it.
Hey, let him talk.
We understand where it came from, unlike the banners and the flyers. So we have a very aggressive response because we know where it came from and we know where to direct it to. They're all racist. I care about all of you. I care about all of you. I care about everyone. Thank you. But at the end of the day, we're paying the salary for someone who allowed a piece like this to get through. Two different editors who allowed a piece like this to get through. And I think that that's a little unfortunate.
Not allowed to laugh.
We need
hey, whoa. Yo, so I was wondering.
No, I'm saying he makes a funny joke and I laugh at it.
Did you guys ever discover what was the chemical in the water that was turning the frogs gay?
Yeah, actually, well, there's.
You discovered that? You figured that out?
Atrazine. Atrazine. Have you ever heard of atrazine?
Frogs gay. So you guys really take yourself seriously?
I tell you what, you might have already worked on you, but go take some atrazine.
Like, Alex Jones, like, practice his growls before he goes on there? Is he just...
Let me hear your growl. Can I hear your growl?
I don't I'm getting...
This is how we feel. We have the right to feel this way. And when we express it, y'all give us organizations to suppress it, and it's okay.
No, that's not true.
Let me speak. As long as it's within our little organizations, it's okay. But if we publicize our opinions, it's wrong. That's what y'all are telling us right now. You don't know how it feels to be a minority student amongst a majority who don't care about you. You don't understand that.
So you don't believe that the student, that you don't believe the university cares about you?
No, I don't. I don't. As the majority, the university. As
so wait, 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 wait. Are you a student here?
Yes, I am.
So why?
I'm a student here, and I've been a student here, and I have respect for black. I have respect for black individuals who attend predominantly white institutions. I have respect
actually,
for all
actually, isn't it mostly Hispanic here? I think.
Excuse me. I have respect for all minorities who attend a university where you're not amongst the majority. Like your opinion is not.
But why does that matter? You're a human. We're all human.
You're right. I am a.
There is no single majority at this university.
There's a majority opinion.
Believe you come to this school every day and you think the university doesn't care about you, yet you still attend.
Am I expected to drop out of this university?
Hell yeah, I would. If I worked for a boss that didn't care about me, I'd quit the next day.
So you expect me to leave the university just because I don't agree with something doesn't mean that I
No, no, no. I'll tell you what I. No, 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 listen, listen.
I don't have to leave just because I don't agree with you. I don't have to not be here.
No, 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 no. Hold on, hold on, hold on.
You can't make
Hold on. I don't want you to leave. No, no, no.
But you're saying that just because I don't like it, why don't I leave?
I'm just saying that's my logic.
That doesn't mean that I don't have a place here. I don't have to like it, but I can speak out against it. That's it. That's just it. That's just the bottom line. I don't have to like it, but I have a voice. What you don't understand is labels are only a big deal when it's used against white Americans. Then labels are wrong. Do you not know? It only takes...
Whoa, 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 that's not true.
KKK, that's what they're...
Where's the KKK?
Where's the KKK? The KKK is
everywhere?
An extremist group that is alive to this day. They are still funded. They're still around. What do you mean?
Are you
what
do you mean?
Do you know that the KKK was originally founded by the Democrat Party?
Yes.
I don't care.
I bet you voted for Hillary Clinton.
Excuse me.
I don't know what the f*** you're talking about.
I do not care what political party you belong to. If you support the oppression of minorities, you are a racist.
I agree.
I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, a Libertarian. It does not matter. Political parties do not matter. If you support oppressing people, you're racist, period. That's what you don't understand.
I agree.
Just because I do identify with the Democratic Party, I do not...
Who started the KKK?
Just because I identify with the Democratic Party does not mean...
When did the parties flip? When did they flip?
Twister.
Hey, what's your name? You don't have to share it on camera.
I just want to say, I'm Owen Schroyer. It's nice to meet you. Thanks for having a conversation.
Cool.
White. So who do you oppress?
It's not about an individual oppression. It's about privileges that I have growing up.
What privileges? What privileges do you have?
I'm a white male.
Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Great job to Owen Schroyer and the crew. Harrison going into that nest of bigotry and insanity. And I want to say great job to the crew today coming in on the Sunday transmission. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central, with the InfoWar. Infowars.com/show. Thank you for supporting our local affiliates.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. You're listening to the Alex Jones.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.